I don't even know where to begin with this episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Oh My Darlin'. I'm so excited to kind of be back in the game, revamping my podcast, and I can't wait for you to take a listen to kind of our fireside chat, if you will, about my life. So to kind of bring you up to speed, I just want to recap. In 2020, when the pandemic hit, I was sent home from my job to work remote. And during that time, I had so much free time on my hands, as I'm sure everyone else did as well. So I used that time to go to the beach, to take long walks, to bike places, and to enjoy my island, St. Simons. But I also started this podcast. And at first, I just started it for fun. And it is still kind of fun. But after some time in my industry, the office regulations were starting to be lifted, and we started going back to work. After being questioned over and over and over and over again, I've decided to come back and record some episodes at my leisure. I'm actually really excited for the content that I want to provide you, or like the stories I want to share, because there's been so much that's been going on in my life for the past 2 years. First of all, like, where did 2 years even go? But also, there is so much that I have to share that I don't even know where to begin. But I guess I will start with the fact that I no longer work at the department that I was in previously, which was pretty much like a call center for a private resort. Now I'm currently in the membership aspect, the membership department for this resort. So if you think about it, like, think about Disney. Disney is a resort, has hotels, has attractions, the theme parks, but they also sell annual pass holders. Like, they have annual pass holders. So that's pretty much what I'm doing, but at a private resort. So just keep that little gold nugget in your head. I was really excited. I went from the call center where I was in leadership to more of a coordinator position in this department. But although I was sacrificing the responsibility and pay, I was excited to go somewhere that fits more of my schedule, which is more 9 to 5. I have weekends off, which is a huge blessing, especially in the hospitality industry, that I do not take for granted. The main thing I was mostly excited about is how I was being brought on with new leadership. And when you have new leadership, things change and you're working through this whole process, and especially being a new employee with an environment that has a couple of employees that are long-term employees, the transition was smooth to this new department. But I was really excited, especially because when you have that new leadership, that new transition, you're able to help see this future of the department and support your leader's vision. And I was very excited about that. So that's essentially the update of my life. And now I just kind of want to talk about some exciting things that I will be able to discuss through this new revamped podcast. But another aspect I'm excited to discuss is the fact that I finally was able to become a club volleyball coach in this area. I was so excited to be coaching with my best friend who is from Atlanta, and she lives nearby going to the college. She invited me to be her assistant coach. It was her first time, somewhat first time as a head coach, and it was my not first time being assistant, but it was really, really exciting opportunity for me to be partnered with her. And then my other friend was kind of the co-owner of the club. And that is a whole story in and of itself, because I ended up getting fired. So that was a very interesting experience to go through, but then to be fired from something that I absolutely loved. I absolutely adored coaching my little 14-ish, 15-year-olds. I had just a blast coaching with my friend. You know, we really developed a good relationship through that. But to have that taken away from me was really, really hard. I went through a really rough period there, and so I'll get to dive deep into that as well. I also have been able to spend more time with my family since I work more 9 to 5, no weekends. And so I've got some great stories about that too. My mom is a part of this organization called the Daughters of the American Revolution, and I have many, many stories that I cannot wait to share with you on that. Especially from my experience, it's called paging. When you page at Continental Congress or at the fall forums or even during the, they have this thing in March that I went to and I paged at. So those are some fun stories I'll really get to share as well through the DAR events that I've attended. Another story, or I guess episode we're going to dive into, is going to be my picking up of my golf game. My dad has kind of hooked me on playing golf. My dad, my cousin Levi, and my brother. My brother's been playing all of his life pretty much, but and so has my dad. But they say once you get bit by the golf bug, I mean, you just can't go back. And I feel that because my dad, the minute that I told him I wanted to play golf, he was like, let's go buy you a set of clubs. So we're not on that bougie life where we buy nice clubs. No, no, no. We go to Goodwill and we say, oh my gosh, there's a whole set of clubs for $20. All set? Okay, we're taking it. So we might have done that a few too many times. So I have probably about 3 sets of golf clubs that are just, it's just too many. I mean, I guess you can never have enough golf clubs, but I have way too many. Anyway, that's a whole episode in and of itself, is learning how to play golf, having the best time with my dad, my cousin, my brother, my uncle, and just trying to experience the different courses around Georgia, which has been quite an interesting experience. One thing that I wanted to somewhat do differently with this podcast is to make it more just a kind of chat. So I just really wanted to make this more about my daily adventures and how I'm navigating life, because I'm in this place where I'm 25 years old and I feel like every single day I'm seeing someone get engaged, someone get married, someone having a child, someone, you know, getting the best job, getting their dream job. And it's hard. It's hard knowing that I graduated with a degree in mass communications, knowing that that's not even what I'm doing. You know, I'm using a little bit of my skills, but I'm not utilizing my major, or the fact that I'm in an area that is primarily a demographic of retirees. We've got a demographic that are mostly college students. We also have a good demographic of military with the Naval Base and the FLETC, like Federal Law Enforcement Training Center nearby. So it's hard. It's hard when you see my brother got married, he's having his first child or had his first child. I've got a cousin who's just, it seems like he's living his dream life, bought his first house. A lot of my cousins up in South Dakota, they're getting married, they're having kids. It seems like they are doing well and succeeding, and I already feel that pressure like slowly taking over and swallowing me whole. And I know that it's not something that's just happening to me. Like, I know that, but sometimes it just feels like that. So I wanted to make this podcast, the second go around, more about sitting down and kind of chatting things through and just opening up and telling my story, because I've always felt like there's nothing unique about me, yet the situations I'm going through can be, anybody can relate to them. And that's really what I want to portray in this revamped podcast, is a sit down like fireside chat that gives you the opportunity to see like, wow, I'm struggling through that, and so is she, so is he, so is this person and this person, and just opening up that kind of conversation to be real. And although I know it's a podcast and like you can't really have a conversation, I'm excited to potentially have people on my podcast to really share about what they're going through, as well as their stories that relate to the content I'll be sharing. So to kick it off, we're just going to start with a recap of my weekend. I had a really good weekend with my family. I was able to go home. In fact, I've gone home the past 2 weekends in a row, and I will be going home this next weekend as well. I just have some obligations in Warner Robins where I'm from, and they've been really fun. So this past weekend was the 5th anniversary for me of my Miss Warner Robins title. So I went back home to MC the Miss Independence Princess pageant for my mom. She was running it, so I offered to MC. Actually, I was more voluntold that I would be MCing that pageant. I also was kind of selected to MC the pre-show for the Miss Warner Robins pageant, which all worked out and it was very fun. But the little princess pageant, it's always so fun to see those little girls. They're so adorable. They always do. Actually, sometimes they can be a little finicky because they're toddlers, but this pageant didn't have any finicky toddlers. They were all really, really good. They were so cute. They pranced around on stage. We only had a few technical difficulties. For example, when I introduced number 17, but the girl that was out there was actually number 16. And so I introduced her and I heard a, "That's not the right person." And I felt so bad. I told the girl, "Go back, we'll start again." I apologized profusely. And then she ended up winning. So that was kind of ironic. We had a little bit of a hiccup with the auditing, as in getting the score sheet, but it all worked out. I had a blast with my mom and with the group. We ended up afterward going to dinner with the judges. And one of the judges I haven't seen in a long time. Her name is Hannah Zale. I know her as Hannah Toland, really, but she goes by Hannah Zale. She is a music artist and she is from Warner Robins. And it's just so weird being complimented sometimes, but she was so, so kind. And she was just so complimentary to me, saying that I should get in front of crowds, and I'm a natural talker, which is something that I think my dad's always said all of my life. I could talk anybody's ear off. I could, talk to a wall if I had to. But she was so nice and just complimenting my, I guess, my spirit, my personality, my nature. And to quote her, she said something like, "The magnetism of your personality, I don't even think you realize the power that it has." And you just sometimes don't believe it until you hear it from someone. And even then, I don't believe it. I have to, I guess, see it sometimes to believe it. But she was so kind, so sweet. I had a great time watching the Miss Warner Robins pageant. And I was in my feelings. Like, I just was just so reminiscent on the good times from when I was Miss Warner Robins. The probably like 200, 300 hours of community service, if not more, that I did that year, the multiple awards I won at Miss Georgia, and just the overall fun that I had representing my city in a title that I had wanted since I was 12 years old. So it was good to get back and see all of the connections and the people that I knew and grew up with pretty much. And even the new people, the new Miss Georgia, seeing the new title holders, I felt a little out of place, just a teeny bit. But it was good, and I even gave back to that title by presenting a community service award, which was really, really not humbling, but it was a great opportunity for me to give back to a contestant with a money scholarship. And then on Sunday, I told my dad, I said, "I feel like I live with divorced parents." And I know that's not a joke that should be taken lightly, but the reason I said that is because for the past 2 weekends, I have done something with my mom for a full day, and then I've done something with my dad for a full day. So on Saturday, I hung out with my mom, and on Sunday, my dad and I went golfing with my cousin Levi. He lives in Montezuma, and there was a cute little 9-hole country club that he joined. It was so fun. I felt like a king because we had the whole golf course to ourselves. So there was absolutely no pressure to do good, which I need because I'm not that good. And it was like an honor system. So you pay a certain amount, like $25, you play. And it's just this cute little country club. I mean, all the holes are kind of side by side next to each other. And they have a cute little pool house, but my cousin and my dad and I had a good time. He played pretty much by himself, and my dad and I did a scramble. Pretty sure I lost 4 or 5 golf balls in the woods, which is not ever fun. My dad is usually the one that goes and finds them, so he found some here and there, but I did hit a couple in the water, so I wasn't too happy about that. However, I will say that I was very proud because I was consistent. Consistent in the fact that I'm not that good. So, as Levi would say, it's forward progress, which I cannot tell if he's trying to offend me or if he's actually trying to compliment. My dad and I ended up beating Levi, I think maybe by 5 strokes, which it felt good. It did feel good, but I'm pretty sure my dad carried the team a little bit. I mean, I had some good drives and some good putts, but it's the in-between of that that I just cannot get consistent on. So, but I have a lot of fun. To me, I'm a very competitive, not to me, but I am a very competitive person. I want to be the best, but I know I'm not. So I try to be the best, but it doesn't always work out. And when it doesn't work out, I just get angry and I try to do better. So that's currently the situation with golf. After that, my dad and I drove home and I wanted to get some food. And there was nothing like that appetized me. You know what I mean? Like there was nothing that was interesting. You want to go to Burger King? You want to go Longhorn? You want to go Olive Garden? No. Like I don't want fast food, but I don't want to sit down. So we finally settled on nothing. We were driving around, about a 30-minute drive back home, and I see the sign for Lane's Packing. And I thought to myself, oh, I could kill a peach milkshake, even though Chick-fil-A is not open. But Lane's Packing has some real good peach ice cream. If you've never heard of Lane's Packing, it's on the way to Fort Valley. You need to go check it out. Some of their best times is like when it's strawberry season. You can go pick strawberries and pay by the pound. Their peaches are amazing. And they have this cute little production line that usually you can go and see. Sometimes they have it closed, but when they have it open, it's really cool. You can see them sorting the peaches, you know, evaluating them. But it is so good. It's a great little family place. You can buy little knickknacks. You can buy Georgia-grown products. You can also just sit out in a rocking chair, eat your peach ice cream, and just watch the cars go by. It's just a really nice place. Anyway, so my dad and I decided to go, and on the drive over there, he's like, $10, somebody sees us and says, why were you not at church today? And we're coming up with our story about how we went to Sunday school at the golf course. We get to Lane's Packing and we order this amazing burger. We get some peach ice cream. And the first people we see are Ricky and Barbara Mead, which are people from the church that I went to growing up. And Mr. Ricky just loves me, loves my daddy. He goes to my dad's work like every morning to sip on some coffee and listen to my dad. More like my dad listens to Mr. Ricky while he sips on his coffee. He's pretty much my dad's fishing buddy. And that man, I could kid you not, he has been fishing more times than anyone on this earth. I'm sorry. Anyway, so we saw them and we got to catch up with them a little bit and enjoyed our burger and enjoyed our peach ice cream. And we called that lunch and headed home. After that, I went and hung out with my other side of the family. My cousin Haley was in from Florida. I haven't seen her in a long time. So I went over to my granddad's house and just chatted with him and hung out with her and kind of got the lowdown on how her life's been, and she caught me up to speed and I caught them up to speed, and it's just been good. You know, I don't take it for granted that my family is close, even though we feel far. You know, I haven't seen Haley in a long time, but I still feel this connection with her that I've felt since high school, since us playing volleyball. And it's something that I'm very blessed to have, because although we don't see each other often, we still can come together after months or even a year or so without seeing each other. And it feels like I'm talking with a best friend, or I'm talking with somebody who is a sounding board for the situations I'm going through. And I can be the same for her. It's almost like we've grown up and we're adults, yet I feel like we're back in high school or back in middle school, just cracking jokes and talking about the good old days. So It's just weird. This whole weekend was kind of reminiscing. I miss Warner Robins, to being with my cousins and my family and just catching up and enjoying life together, or enjoying life separately and then recapping our lives for each other for entertainment. It was overall a really good weekend. So I thank you for listening, and hopefully these next couple episodes won't just be a 20 to 30 minute rant about what's going on. But if it is, I hope that you enjoy and stay kind of in touch with me, stay connected. I really want to dedicate, I think, this podcast episode to all the people who have been harassing me, essentially via text, via call, via messenger, via anything, because I have had so many texts, so many messages. Every single family function I go to, all I hear is, when are you starting your podcast? Darling, when's your podcast? Oh, my darling, where's your podcast? And it is you. It is thanks to you that this episode has come to fruition for better or for worse. So until next time, follow me on all social media. My Instagram is ohmy.darlin, and my regular account is darlin j davis. Until next time, you have a good one.